19.0. Ron with Cult of Individuality here. Thanks everybody for joining. We've got a great line for our live. We're going to start it off with Angelica Vila, an amazing artist here from New York. Followed up by my friend Ricky Amelino with Ice Nine Kills and Hawk. We have Milestone, another friend and family member with the cult group here. And we're going to finish it up with legacy legend Vin Rock from Naughty by Nature. So we got a great fucking show coming up here. Let me paste this comment here. Guys, the session. Let's see if I can get this shit pinned. There we go. Look at that shit. I did it all on my lonesome. So great show here. I'm sitting here. Got my beer ready. Drinking my Amstel. The COVID pounds aren't fucking friendly right now. Unfortunately. Unsightly. They're not good. So I'm drinking my light beers right now to try to figure that shit out. And I've got, let me see a little. I got, got a little hookah going right now. So, a little different vibe in the space today. You see the thing down at the bottom, Sessions 30. Of course, that's our special discount code that we're offering to everybody that's in here now. It's good for 24 hours. Hit the website. Stuff is going fast. I advise anybody who's looking at the website right now, thank God, knock on wood. Thank you to everybody supporting. Product is going fast out there. So, get it. Let me bring Angelica in now.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for coming in the cult sessions today.
Nah, thank
you. R&B artist here out of New York, local. My marketing team, Slusa, has been talking about you for a minute now. Ever since you came out with your single, you've been doing a lot of stuff. I want everybody to kind of check you out. You've been, we'll talk about your new project, your new album that's coming out in a minute, and I want to promote that for you. But you've been doing this since you were 7 years old.
I've been doing this for a hot minute. It's like, it's been a journey. It definitely was not an easy journey. That's why I always tell people, like, if you believe that you could do something, just go after it. Despite what you may hear, what opinions or criticism that you may hear, just like use that to fuel you up and just keep going, because it ain't gonna happen overnight. That's for sure.
You started kind of covering songs, right? Originally, I was doing a little research, and you started covering songs, and you started putting those things on your own YouTube channel. And people started to take notice. And then you did a freestyle jam, I think, of Khaled's song.
Yeah, I was doing the Wild Thoughts freestyle. It was going viral at the time. Everybody was doing their own version. And me, I ain't a rapper, but, you know, I could write. And, you know, I was just like, I'm a singer, but I'm going to do my own little version. So I was doing a little singing, rapping, coming at the dudes. Because A Boogie, he did one, like, Wild Thoughts. He was, like, basically talking about, you know, the thoughts. And I'm like, why are you coming for us women when, y'all be doing the dirt. So I ended up doing my own version, and that kind of caught a little buzz, too. When I look back at it today, I cringe, though.
Oh, listen, we all, I look at the product I was designing 10 years ago, and I wonder how I'm still in business.
What? So,
yeah. Yeah,
nah, you gotta believe. If you believe and you put the work in, it's definitely gonna happen.
Well, didn't you write that lyric in that song from when you were 7 years old? You gotta believe in yourself.
Yes! I said, oh man, I'm not even gonna go back to that. It was such a TBT. So it was the first song that I ever wrote. And it was mad cheesy. I know I have to believe in all my dreams.
But look. Like, you spoke it into reality, though, right?
Yes. I definitely manifested it, but it was not easy. And I definitely, you know, have my amazing team who helped me. So it's not me who's doing it alone.
How did you, was it that freestyle that you did? Was that, how did you end up hooking up with Fat Joe?
So I ended up hooking up with Fat Joe through that freestyle video, because I was already like, I was working with Pretty Lou. He's one of the hottest hosts in New York City. And he's like this with Pretty Lou. So he has seen me through his page. I think that one of his homeboys has showed him the video that was on Pretty Lou's page. And he was like, yo, who's that? And, you know, at the time I was 17. I was from, you know, of course I'm from the Bronx. But he was like, oh, she's a 17-year-old girl. She's doing hip hop and R&B. She from the Bronx. She Dominican. Yeah, and it just went up from there. I was already working with him again. So when we was in the studio, that Joe, he had popped up and he was like, he put me to the test. He was like, do this, do that. All right, do this. But I passed.
He's definitely, I think, a legend in this business and a guy that's been through it all. You probably couldn't have a better mentor and somebody guiding you through the do's and the don'ts and the rights and the wrongs.
Right, that's a fact. I'm definitely like, I'm honored and I feel very, very grateful to even have that opportunity, because like before he even popped up in the picture, I was already feeling doubtful of myself and just my career and where I was, the place that I was in. And you know, the first like thing that he invited us to, me and my manager, because my manager, he's been rocking with me since I started music. Shout out to Nate Sketchy, because he was the one who actually plugged me into Hot 97 or like Power 105.1 in the radio in New York City. And that was before I was even signed to anything. So I was getting some recognition from the DJs and stuff like that. But as far as like with Joe, it's crazy because he's been in the game for how many years? So it's like he's guided me, dropping gems, and just it's a blessing.
How did you feel that day you signed that deal with Roc Nation?
Man, I felt it was surreal. It was surreal. I ain't gonna lie, because I ain't never been in a position like that. So for it to actually happen, I'm just like, yo, like, it's one thing I really want to say is, once you get signed, it's not like, all right, you just done and you just not gonna put the work in. Nah, once you get signed, that's when you really gotta put the work in, because it ain't easy again, and it ain't gonna happen overnight. It's a process.
Well, I heard, you know, I've been doing a little bit of research on you. And, I mean, your videos are sexy and amazing. Your voice is stunning. But I heard you're a workaholic. You like to get into that studio and stay in there. You're in your sweats and just grinding.
When I first got signed with Fat Joe, like, I was up in the first trip I took was to Miami. And I was working with Kool & Dre. And listen, I was up in there every single day, back to back to back to back to back. Like, I was not playing, to the point Joe would tell you himself, he had to pay them extra, like the engineers and the writers extra, like, yo, like, please, like, I know she works too much, but like, please. And I was just up. Sometimes I'll work with writers, sometimes I'll write my own stuff, sometimes I'll hear a song and I'll be like, oh, who cut that, who wrote that, okay, that's hard. So you know, I'm really just like an open butterfly.
So who do you attribute your work ethic to? Man, there's somebody awesome. That's got to be that mentor that's not business related, that's family or something. Who do you attribute that
to? My mother.
Your mother?
Especially because, like, my uncle is, they brothers and sisters, and he manages me again. So it's like my mom, she's always been supportive of my music. She always been rooting for me. And even when I was working at American Eagle at one time, or even when I was going to college and stuff like that, like, she was supporting me and she was getting me through it. So, you know, again, it was not an easy journey, but especially having my mom and my family, my sister, my brother, all of them, like, they're super supportive of me and in my career. And they have been for a very, very long time, since I started. So it's just a big blessing. I would dedicate my work ethic to them.
Well, that's, you know, it's definitely important to have that family structure that helps support and motivate and inspire us to greatness. You have 3.5 million views on YouTube for your single More in the Morning. Congrats. Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Everybody's got to go check that out. You also have your latest release with Jacquees called Why.
Yes,
which,
sir.
Hot as well. pod
thank
as well.
You. Thank you. That's love, man. Yeah, if y'all haven't checked it out, make sure y'all go check it out. And that album dropping in 4 days, okay?
Yep, so talk about, you have Deception Season 1 dropping. Tell everyone about it.
Listen, I've been working on this project for 2 years. And I know for some people who's tuning in, they was like, yeah, you say you was going to drop it in this time, or you say it's going to drop in this time. But yeah, it's about having the content, but it's also about the execution. And so, you know, I wanted the content, I wanted everything to be perfect, because from when everything has changed, like, well, not everything, I changed a couple of things. But if that journey, like, if that gap wasn't there, then my project, probably, like, if it came out the first time I said it was going to come out, it probably would have sounded completely different. So, you know, everything happens for a reason. I trust God's timing. And so, you know, 731 is dropping, and finally, like, I'm so happy. It's been a journey. The features on there is fire. And the album is not just one specific genre. It got different sauces to it. It got salsa. It got honey mustard, barbecue, hot sauce. Like, it got a whole bunch of different sauces.
That's awesome. That's good. Honey mustard, hot sauce, barbecue. That's that shit's hot. Yeah, the hot sauce. I love it when it's hot and spicy. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here. I got a couple of people here in the office here with me. I kind of feel like I'm a talk show host, and I've got the musician and the band on the side that I'm kind of interacting with during the interviews.
Okay. Hey, squad.
I was also doing a little other reading up about people who are artists who have inspired you a little bit. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm curious if this artist is going to come up or not. If you could go out and tour right now with one artist, male, female, alive, deceased, who would it be?
Come on. You know I'm going to say Beyonce. Or really, one of them. Like, man, that's a hard question. There's a whole bunch of people.
Well, Beyonce, I think, as an entertainer, as an artist, as a business person, as a person, I think definitely you could learn. I saw also that, you know, when you were younger, you kind of looked at Miley Cyrus a little bit too.
I was all up on Hannah Montana when it was on Disney Channel or whatever. Like, I was all up in there. I ain't going even front. Like, I was heavy on it. I like how she had a double life where she would be normal, and then when it was time to turn it on, she turned it on, popped up that wig, and she was doing her thing. So, you know, I really loved it. I ain't even going front.
Well, that's awesome. Listen, I'm looking forward to catching the whole album out. I'm going to show you, because you haven't had the luxury of coming up to the space, so I'm going to show you a little flavor from Cult, too. Nice. That we have coming out. That I know you like to get, you know. I heard you're a little more casual. You got that very sexy demeanor, but you kind of like to go casual, the hoodie girl and whatnot. So
yeah,
I'm gonna show you just a couple things here. Hold on, I gotta back up to make sure people can see. I mean, we're doing some stuff like this as well.
Okay.
Denim jackets with the crystals. We used to do women's product. We don't do women's anymore, but we've had so many females that come in and like, just I want to wear that stuff. So we're doing some stuff like this.
I could freak it, and I already know some shoes that I could pair up with them. Mm-hmm. I got
but
some
then
shoes
we have...
too. I got some green shoes, neon green. It's actually a mix with green and orange on it.
Oh, the shoe, yeah. So that's got you got just the heavyweight hoodies. These things are super super thick, heavyweight. That we run in a slew of different colors.
And you know, New York can get bricks, so I need it. Send it my way. I'll freak out.
You know, baby blues, pinks.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do some, let me see the other. The other one, the blue. Then we do a little bit of our logo type stuff with the crystals.
Yes. Listen, just, I'm an extra small, so just send them my way.
We got you.
Brand, freak a little outfit or whatever.
I'm gonna put a little package together for them get that out to you.
That's love, man. Yo, thank you so much, and I'm gonna definitely show love on the gram too.
Well, thank you. Listen, everybody, go check her out, Angelica Vila. The new album coming out, Deception Season 1. You can go check her out on YouTube right now. Again, we do a little something where we ask all the people that are tuning in to go in and screenshot that they either downloaded something or watched something from the artist and then DM us, because at the end we give people a chance to win a $1,000 shopping spree. But we want to drive people to check you out that maybe, you know, maybe never heard of you. So
Okay, so you heard it. If y'all, you know, download a little something, if y'all follow me a little something, do a little something where it supports me, you get a chance to win $1,000. You heard
right.
it. Snapshot it to cult of individuality. Snapshot it to cult of individuality and me. Send it to me, and I want to see it, and I'm going to pick the winner. Matter of fact, I'm going to pick the winner.
So, can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Can I get a little snippet of your, a little something, little, just one little.
A snippet of the songs of my.
Your voice, something. Just give everybody a little snippet of what.
It's my ghetto story. Been in hell through the fire. Now, gonna take it higher. Here's my survival story. So many reasons to sing this. Plus, now we got the keys to the kingdom. I remember those days when me and mama broke it. Me and mama bed was a big piece of foam. And we never liked to bathe in my ear, never cone. Mama gonna work me, I go street, go roam.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've got goosebumps right now. I have goosebumps.
Get it. That's love, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you so much for jumping in here with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Love you. Look, we got to get you down to the studio down here to hang out with us a little bit too, being that you're right uptown and we're right downtown here.
Mm-hmm.
So
you give me the invite and I'm in there.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. You're amazing. You. Everybody, check her out. Thanks for your time. All right, Amy. Love you. Take care.
Love you too. You too. Stay safe.
Bye. Everybody, check her out. She's so talented. But I know you guys could see this as well, just about how grounded, how humble, which is what I always say. The people that we bring in here for the sessions are people that are just so genuine and so humble and the work ethics and what they do. And it's great to be able to sit here and have a conversation with them and give you a little introduction as well. So let me see. Let me see if Milestone is ready to jump in here quick. There he is. All right, let me, while he's connecting here, wait for Milestone to connect. Let me get a little. Mint. It's very nice. How's everybody doing out there today? Let me see some double X's if you guys are doing well. We're in the middle of a heat wave hitting 97 in New York City today. I see Vegas hitting fucking 111. Hot as shit. Milestone, where are you, man? I'm waiting for you to reply. I'm going to have to cancel it. You got a chance to jump in, my brother. Where are you? All right, so listen. While I'm waiting for Milestone, let me give you guys a little treat. So we've talked about this before. Oh, Milestone is unavailable to join. He might have missed his shot. This is a collaboration we are doing with the eyewear brand called Initium. Check it out. Check out the box. So the packaging, the wrapping. Come in. Let me unwrap this here for you. Check out the case. Ooh. Liar. So let me show you the optics that we're doing here that are going to be available in 1 month. Can you see the logo? It's a little blurry, sorry. On the side. These are the Cult of Individuality Initium collaboration, our optics. I wanted to do something with these guys. They do amazing product. Check them out, Initium Eyewear Optics on their website. They do, huh?
Tyler,
what's up, brother? How you doing? We're going to get you into these sessions, too. So I want to do a collaboration with these guys. They do a lot of stuff for all the Marvel movies. You know, Tony Stark, he's wearing Bad Boys, whatnot. They sell directly on their website, so we decided to do a collaboration. These glasses are being made in Japan, which are they're badass. And I want to do this rose-colored lens. It comes in two frames. It comes in this black color, and it comes also in a burgundy color.
both of the rose frames so you can wear inside and outside. Let's see who I got coming in here. So stay tuned. They're coming. It's not fair. I know everything looks pretty good on me, so I can't guarantee you're going to look as good. Hopefully you will. I'm not sure. Let me see. Milestone, I'm going back in one more time. Yep, milestone. Ricky, bring you in, Ricky.
Hey, yo.
What's up, Ron?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
It's like 1,250 people in here. What the fuck is this? What is this operation?
You're at the studio right now, right?
Well, I'm on the upstairs of it. It's my house, but this is the film portion that we're working on right now.
Oh shit! So let me just tell everybody again who you are, because we got such a diverse audience. Ricky is in a couple of bands, but he's a man of many hats. Ricky is the guitarist in Ice Nine Kills. He also has his own band called Hawk. The guy's a producer, mixer, songwriter. Works with a slew of other artists. So I kind of want to just chop it up with this dude right here, because he's badass.
Thank you.
So what are you working on right now? Who are you working with now?
I'm recording Henny from the band Concrete Dream. He's got a thing he's doing. I don't know how much. He's in here talking. So hey, Henny.
What's up, Jeremiah? What's up, dude? I see him.
Yeah, my one of the guys that lives at my house. He's downstairs filling in for me and recording.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, I went into his room. He's playing RuneScape. Him and his friends started playing RuneScape with Soulja Boy for some reason.
Oh, I can't hear him. What happened to you? Where are you? Can you hear me, dude?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. I hear you. So, hey, real quick, kind of just let everybody know, how'd you hook up with Ice Nine Kills? How did this whole project come together?
Oh, my God. Funny fucking story. This for fucking people on Instagram. Best friend's wedding. I don't drink. I'm the best man, so we have the bachelor party, do it in the woods. His whole thing's like, all I ask is no strip club, no strippers, anything. So I'm sober, and I'm desperately trying to entertain a bunch of my fucking white friends who are just whining that they're not at a strip club, which is the least fun ever for like a full weekend, being like, look, I made burritos, you know what I mean? Like, I make good burritos. So I'm like, trying to cook, trying to entertain. Everybody's just whining that we're not at a strip club the whole time. We still manage to have some fun. We're driving back. We stop at a diner. We eat. We go home. I start vomiting like over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm like, this was around the time there was another flu that was killing people. So I go to urgent care. They're like pumping fluids into me because I lost a bunch. And I get a phone call from Spencer Ice Nine Kills. And I had just been working on songs with him for the album down in my basement. And keep in mind, the band wasn't like on the Billboard charts or anything at the time. They were one of my bigger gigs that I got to work on, but I like pitched some, you know, I was like pitching melodies to Spencer. He's fucking FaceTiming me. And, you know, I'm just like with the guitar and like thinking of chorus, like, da, 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 da. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'd go fucking do it. So we did a bunch of this. I didn't hear from him for a while. I'm sitting on IV. I get a call from him. So I assume it's going to be about the album. So I pick up. I'm like, hey. And he's just like, Ricky, would you be available to fill in for a tour? And I was like, maybe. When? I haven't toured in like 5 years. And he was like, in three guitar. Like, I can't. I re-record bands' fucking shitty guitar parts all the time at my house. So I'm going through the worst breakup of my life. My grandma just died. Like, all this shit's going on. I'm like, no. Initially. And then they call me the next morning. They're like, seriously, we really need help. And it's a big tour. And I was like, you know what? I should do this for my career. So I literally just locked myself in a room. Weird enough, I got a deal with Ernie Ball for my studio. It takes 3 months to order one of those fucking things. It came in right before that bachelor party. So I finally take it out of the box. And then I'm learning the songs. And they send me videos of the guitar player playing them. And I'm learning on the same fucking, he plays the same guitar. Like,
oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in fate and shit, but if I did, man, that's story time. So I go out, I fly out, I fly to Sacramento, and I get on stage with these guys, and we all just look at each other, and there's like 1,000 people out there, which my old band, This Is the Apocalypse, that's like 4 times more than a crowd that we would normally play. And I'm just like, yeah, hopefully I learned the shit, you know? And then it went good, and they kept me around.
Fuck it. How many days did you have to learn the songs?
3.
Damn.
I had to learn the fucking... And it's like metal shit. And there is... I didn't think that it was possible to do the backup vocals during it, because it's just like... I think we're losing a lot of people right now. But, you know...
We're not losing anybody.
And I got to be like, blah, 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 blah. You know, like all this weird shit. So, it was, you know, it was challenging.
We're not losing anybody. Don't worry about it, dude. Don't worry.
Oh, I know. I'm coming out of numbers.
I can't even listen. I can't even see the fucking numbers. If I start looking at numbers, I'm like this.
Ah.
So it's all a fucking illusion. So then talk to me about The Hawk. Your other band, The Hawk. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, Hawk used to be a band called This or the Apocalypse. It was my band. When I was 19, it got signed and doing all these fucking tours and shit. We were self-booked before that. I would book our way on the tours. I would lie to get us into shows. I'd just use MySpace. Used to be able to find a show, and then you could search by zip code, like 50 to 100 miles. And I would keep us on tour, but they would take me to Panera, because that's where there was always free Wi-Fi. I had this shitty, like, Dell laptop, and I would just sit there, find shows. I would message one of the bands, and I'd be like, hey, the promoter Dave's not getting back to us. What time's loading? And they'd be like, there's no fucking Dave. Tim's the promoter. I'd be like, Jesus, are you serious? We lost the guy's contact. Could we get it? And then we hit up Tim, and then we're like, hey, Dave said to be there at 3. And he'd be like, who the fuck's Dave? And be like, shit, dude, some kid was fucking with us. Can we still play the show? And be like, yeah, sure, come on out. We just sell T-shirts, gas money, go to the next one. We did that for a month and a half at one point. So that was...
I lost the sound. I lost your sound. You got sound?
Is it back?
Yeah, there you are. Now you're back. Yeah.
So, yeah, I do that. And then, you know, eventually we signed with a label and they shelved it under a new name. And then we, after a couple of years, I started a studio and I started producing the shit myself. So it was like, let's do this ourselves, you know?
This shit. So for everybody. So, you know, I sent out Ricky, you know, his sound that you're, I mean, let me back up a little bit before we even talk about the stuff I said. You were an English major before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I got my degree.
It's so how the fuck did you go from that to this?
I didn't want a job.
Are you self-taught with everything? Or yeah. Did you take other classes on this whole thing?
No. I mean, I've been lucky enough to make a lot of friends in the business. I try to be an honest person, so I made a lot of, like, friends with people who are good at what they do, who are just like, Ricky, let me help. And they'll just give me advice. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, I made a recording. Check it out. And they're just like, Jesus, man. Ugh.
Well, you know what? So, because, I mean, you've got a very kind of a, you're technical and there's a lot of mixing that's going into your stuff and you've got a unique style about it.
Thanks.
Especially with the Hawk project. So it looks like, I mean, you fucking know what you're doing. But I'm asking this too because my son's going to St. John's University. And
okay.
He's going for computer science right now, but he wants to get into music production and the whole thing.
Go on fucking YouTube. Go on YouTube. That's it. Like, I can't just, a lot of people always ask me that. They're like, hey, so my parents want me to go to school and I've been deciding on music. Go to school for something you'll get paid for. He's doing the right thing. Computer science, he could do fucking internet, web security, all that stuff. He could do any of that. But when it comes to music, art, anything,
The fucking internet's there. Now there's smart TVs. You can just go on fucking YouTube and you can learn everything that you want to. If you want to learn how to build a house, go on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, there is no excuse.
It is free. And it's free.
Fucking free. It's people who aren't taking advantage of that are doing a huge disservice to themselves. Like, literally, we have like a fucking film studio in here now because it fucking go on YouTube. How do you focus the thing? I don't know.
It's funny because before the whole COVID thing happened, even for me, I was thinking about expanding the showroom because you haven't been up to the spot yet. But we started gathering up equipment and people started sending me guitars and amps and whatnot. And people start jamming here. And I was originally going to expand this space before February, before everything started to hit the shit in the bed. I was going to do a recording studio, a performance stage, the wholesale component, and the retail, have a retail shop and the whole thing. Now I'm kind of like, let me back the truck up. But I'm thinking about expanding my space here. And I'm thinking about putting in a recording studio because artists just real quick kind of come in and do some shit. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Well, taking up any time. I mean, it's arguable whether it's worth it. If it's a profit to be a profitable venture, it is difficult in the audio world, but it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, having getting live things of them though, if it's like a quick process, what I do isn't quick. It takes months to get stuff done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, your stuff is very complicated. For sure. It's very complicated. But it's dope. Everybody's going to go check out Ice Nine Kills and Hawk. And I tell everybody, Ricky, for everyone that comes in, they got to go screenshot and DM us that they're downloading and listening to music. Because, again, we get such a diverse audience that comes in here.
I'll show you the house. So, we like literally everything we've done has been like, that's my home.
By the way, I've seen Ricky does some cooking. He'll go live and do some cooking shit too.
This is like the whole drum stuff, and we have like the lounge and everything, and then this is the control room that we built. What's good? Why is it so cold here?
What's up?
What's good, yo?
What's up, boys?
Colt family.
What's up?
The Colt family in the house. Concrete Dream. Shout out Concrete Dream.
You guys give them shit.
Damn.
So we're working down here, working on some stuff.
This is where the magic happens, right here, Ron. This is where the album was made, right here.
Dude, that shit's hot right there. That's in your basement.
Yeah. I mean, it's been my project over like the last 4 years trying to make it like a real thing, you know? So pretty much I spend like 9 or 10 hours down here a day minimum, you know? So it's got to look nice. So it needs more work done. We're working on it.
Looks dope, man.
Just thanks. Official. It's just official.
There he is. Yo, what's up, baby?
What's up?
This is Mike. He's in another band I produce called Enox.
How's it going?
What's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, if everybody could add Concrete Dream and Enox, E-N-O-X, in addition to, I'd appreciate it.
Check them all out. Ricky is super fucking talented. So, you know, whatever he's working on is going to have some extra butter going on.
This is fun. Can I do next week's too?
Yeah. So here's the crazy thing. So wait, I'm just gonna tell everybody. I don't know. Can you pull up? So I have my rock stars kind of come in sometimes. They're like dress me a little streetwear because I'm wearing Jordans, and I have the guys that are more into hip hop are going a little more dressing like a rock star. So yeah. Ricky hit me up. He's like, "Hey man, we're shooting a video for Hawk. Can you hook me up with some tracksuits?" So I'm like, tracksuits?
We're trying to look like a fucking Wes Anderson movie, you know?
So this was this was one of the ones we sent right there. That video you sent me, you guys did in the kitchen, that shit was funny and dope as shit, creative.
Oh, so dumb. I loved it. Yeah, we make dumb videos. That's been like our way to cut our teeth with like making like video media.
has been, you know, like kind of like the Adult Swim Tim and Eric shit. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to learn editing and learn all that stuff. So we've been making like goofy videos for everybody because it's just like, look, it's not going to look great. That's not the point.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're going to make stuff, you know?
Yeah, you guys, well, I don't know how, I mean, you did that cover song, why am I blanking out right now? I can't smoke this hookah with Ice Nine Kills.
In place of Stacey's mom?
Yeah.
My footage looked better than the other guys.
The shit was dope, man. That was good. But, you know, that's what this period has kind of created. Everyone's going to think outside the box and start doing shit.
Dude, for me, I'll tell you what changed everything. And this is like, if I could give any advice to any people in here that want to do creative shit and make music or do what Ron's doing, make your own thing. So back to the story, how did I join Ice Nine Kills and all this stuff? Spencer calls me, I fly out, you know. I only had a few days to learn the stuff. So one thing I did, Marana, I gave up drinking then because I had to, like, the thing is, I could kind of play the shit, but every time I play, like, I would just be sitting playing that fucking guitar the whole time. But because the one thing about being out there was Motionless and White, they were touring in a bus and a van, and they had like 11 of their homies on payroll. And that changed my life. Like, I was like a 30-year-old man being like, wait, I could hire Danden? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Holy shit! And that makes me work 10 times harder. It's at a certain point, you know, because nobody's going to, like, throw everything that they can into just themselves unless they're a fucking narcissist.
Yeah.
There's times where it's like, you know what? I don't feel like striving today because, frankly, I don't give a shit if I succeed or not. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't care that much. But the moment you have other people in the mix where you're like, no, I want to succeed so I can pay my friends more, so I can find more work for my friends, so I can maybe give my friends a cool life. That's, you know, that leads to way more effort. So for me, it's just sort of like I two of my friends live here with me. Another one stays here really often. And we all work on stuff together and we all make money. And it's, until that cut through, because I was like at a certain point having trouble getting forward in my career because I was just like, yeah, but if I do really well, all that happens is I make some more money and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't look cool when it's happening to somebody that you don't really care that much about sometimes. Uh-huh. The other times I do, you know, it changes. But you start worrying about your friends more, you make better decisions.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because, like, all of a sudden that really, you know, weird fucking rap project that you're thinking up in your head that you're like, oh man, I should be a rapper now, even though I'm me and I look like me. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not a good idea. Then Jack downstairs, maybe it is. Who knows? But when you stop thinking about like me, and you start thinking about them, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, that's dope. It's a fucking great. I mean, I don't have my family working here, but as the company continues to grow and you've got a lot of people, you start thinking about what I'm doing is going to provide and put food on the table for all these fucking people.
And that's worth fucking, you know, that 12th hour where you're sitting there and you're like, I hate my fucking life. I don't want to do this. And you're like, but I could hire more homies. And then you just, you know, get back to it.
Hell yeah. I know we got to dig everyone's, you know, I'm not traveling overseas now to design the collection anymore because everything's going on, but we'd be over in Asia for 6 to 8 weeks. And about the third week I'd be hitting the wall. I'm like, fuck, I just want to get the fuck out of here. I want to get home. You know, then you're like, listen, what we're fucking doing. And I have a team. I have two guys that design with me. They're like my brothers. And we dig down and I'm like, what we're doing right now affects the income for the next fucking 6 months of the year. Half the fucking year, what we're doing in 8 weeks. So let's buckle down. Let's do what we got to do. Let's make this shit look hot and then get back.
Dude, I love so many of, like so much of the clothing on your shit. Like, it's just all very cool. And I'm very glad that Spencer was like, you should hit up my friend Ron. He makes very good jeans. Like, I did. And now I'm just like, Ron, I need more.
Yeah, but, you know, so Ricky wears the which a lot of guys, the punk super skinnies are the gene of the artist performing on. Oh, look, he's fucking got him on now. And that probably wasn't planned.
Oh, it's just paranoid.
Yeah. But, dude, listen, I appreciate the support. I love that you came on here, man. Looking forward to catching you guys out at some fucking point in the next decade when the venues open up again to do shit.
More bitter than I was before.
Say again?
My eyes and shit. It's just bitterness.
It's rough. It's fucking rough. But listen, I know you're busy back there with those guys creating some magic. I heard one of the singles. It sounds dope as shit, dude. I can see your fingerprints on the material, so it sounded fucking good. Oh, I can't hear you again. Fuck.
I think it's because I put my hand somewhere, but I was making a joke. I was like, oh, I got a couple templates down on Pro Tools. It's all going to sound the fucking same.
Shut the fuck up. Not in a million years. Not in a million years. All right, man. Go do your thing. Love you, dude. Take care.
Buddy, thanks for having me.
All right. Later, man.
See ya.
Get Vin in here. Oh, shit. Hold on. Why is this not working now? Oh. Uncle Vin.
Oh, hold on.
Yo, hold on. There he is.
All right. There we go. There we go.
There he
What's
is.
What's up, big fella?
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, don't you love when people just pay a fucking attention and follow the rules and follow the instructions, right?
It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. Because let me tell you, it's rare, too. It's rare. But, dude, listen. Vin Rock from Naughty by Nature, legacy legend. I appreciate you coming in here. We had the pleasure to meet through Lady Luck.
Yes, Lady Luck, yeah.
Who is, I fucking love her, and she's such an amazing person, and she's a connector of people and artists and whatnot. So I'm glad she hooked us up. I know you got another thing to go do at 7 o'clock, so let's chop it up a little bit, man. It's a big year coming, right, this year, this for you guys. You've got in 2021 your 30-year anniversary.
Yeah, man, 30 years, so fast, yo.
30 years. It's fucking, it's insane. Actually, you know what? 1991, I got into the fucking business. And I was thinking, holy shit, where did this time go? Where did this time go?
Right,
I'm looking
right at
some fucking pictures of myself lately, and I'm not real happy with the changes. But, dude, you guys are still – you have not stopped touring and doing things. You had a lot on set up for this year, too. Kind of, you know, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, basically, yo, we've been blessed. You know, this music industry is very hard. We started – actually, that's how I met Lady Luck. We started here in Jersey in the 80s, mid to late 80s. We signed to the old Sugar Hill Records, which – Lady Luck's mom, she used to work at the label at Sugar Hill Records. So she worked out records back then. And then after that, you know, it didn't work out so well, but we were all around our way. Us, Queen Latifah, you know, the whole Flavor Unit, Mark the 45 King. And when we were making that transition, you know, we ran into Flavor Unit. Hey, man, we auditioned for them, invited them to a college gym, showed them our work, showed them our following. And lo and behold, you know, Queen Latifah and Shaquem from Flavor Unit, they were just starting their management company. So we were the first artists. They signed to Flavor Unit Management in 1990. Hey, we signed to Tommy Boy Records, which was Latifah. She was on that label in 91. And man, OPP came out in 91, 92, and the rest is history. We've literally been running ever since. So now that we're coming up on our 30th anniversary, and I'm like, damn, next month I'll be 50 years old. I'm like, where the hell did the time go? And I'm looking, yo, can I get 10 years back?
Like, right? Right? It's fucking, yeah, you said, it's the 25th anniversary for your Grammy, Poverty's Paradise, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So this year, right. So this year, we won the, actually the first Grammy for a rap group, for best rap group for an album in 95, you know?
But wait, so let's back up, because how much has things changed? Because when you guys won that, hip hop wasn't even a category that was being televised, right? So
right,
you didn't
right.
get to go out and do an acceptance speech. It wasn't even televised.
Yeah, no, and you know, the Grammys was dissing hip hop left and right. So I remember it was like Jay-Z, Salt-N-Pepa, Public Enemy. Everyone was boycotting the Grammys because they just never respected the genre, the music genre. So, but lo and behold, I mean, we won in 95. Yeah, it wasn't televised. We weren't able to go up on stage and, you know, accept our award, but we have it, you know what I mean? And now it's 25 years later, and we were going to be celebrating. Well, we still are celebrating this entire year, but because of COVID, we can't move around as much. But, you know, it really gives us a chance to sit down and be home, be with our family, our friends, our loved ones, you know, clean out closets and sit down for a minute. So it's definitely productive time right now.
But you're not sitting idle, too, because you are. You run all the merch, and you've been doing collaborations with Champion. And, you know, talk about that, what's going on with the whole merch thing and everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've always run the merchandise. We had a store in 1994, and then this whole online thing has been so great, and it saved a lot of money. You know, you get to protect your inventory. I remember having a retail store. Man, half of my inventory went to the prisoners, you know? It's homie love, but my homies who I had in the stock room, they like, yo, so-and-so is doing a bid, so let me send them some goods, you know? Next thing I know, I would see pictures of cats draped out in my inventory.
Yeah, that's good. I
but, you know.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, but, it, you know, it's been a good ride. So since we closed our store in like 99, everything has been online. So it's been a great ride, especially during this COVID time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Back in the day when I started in the business, I was a sales rep. And I remember going on the road, schlepping my gears, and I'd go over to Newark and they would pop by your store. You guys were doing your shit. I'm like, I got to go. I got to go check out what they're doing. Got to go see what's up, dude. It's, yeah, it's fucking crazy. Your logo is iconic. It's fucking
yes,
timeless.
Yes.
Timeless. You guys are, it's an interesting video on YouTube right now with Rita Wilson, right?
Yeah.
She's covering the hip hop hooray right now, and it's fucking going viral.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of weird because, you know, on a not so positive note, I've been seeing like a lot of people are saying her husband, Tom Hanks, is supposed to be tied in some child pedophile ring. And I just see the two of them have a citizenship in Greece right now, you know. So, you know, but I don't know about the controversy, but I do know that I got to meet Rita once she did the remix and it went viral. So she's giving me nothing but great positive energy, man. And I wish them the best, and I always big her up for flipping our song for us. You know what I mean?
Sure, dude, it's hot. I was watching it. This shit was dope. I mean, unexpected, right? I met her probably about 2 or 3 years ago. A friend of mine invited me. She was performing at a little kind of hotel lounge thing up in the Upper East Side. Like, come on over, come check it out. So I went and checked it out. And I go in, and then she was dope as shit. She's like, come on up to the suite after. And she had a bunch of people up in the suite. And she was just real. You walked in, and she treated you like everybody knew her. So, I mean, I was like, wow.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Rita. People don't know. They tend to know her more as an actress than a musician. But she's definitely a musician. Yeah, she has a great catalog out there. And, you know, she does her thing. It seems like every successful actor, at the end of the day, all they want is their weekend band, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Jack Black and all of those guys, you know, Dan Aykroyd, they just want a band. They rock out on the weekends, which is fun, man.
I'm the same thing. I do that shit on the weekend, too. People
yeah,
like, what
yeah.
do you do for a living? I'm like, clothing. What do you want to do? Bands. And then my wife's like, stick to the fucking clothing. Stop it. Stick to the fucking clothing. So tell me about... You've got this charity thing going, too, and I saw the video with the kids in the school wearing the
yes.
Champion collaboration. Talk about that.
So, yeah, right here in our hometown of East Orange, you know, I'm very hands-on with the mayor, all the local politics. And we are a small town here in East Orange, 4 square miles. So I always work with the mayor. I work with the school district. So in particular, we have Cicely Tyson Elementary School. And the choir did this song, the Hall of Fame song. It's a remake of Will I Am's song. So when I heard it say, be a champion, they were saying be a champion. I actually, you know, sent it to my connected champions. We've been rocking champion hoodies and selling champion hoodies with our merch since 93, the hip hop hooray video. So I showed them that idea. And lo and behold, they were like, you know what, Vin, let's do a collaboration. So I shot footage with the kids and they need robes and they need, you know, risers for their choir. So I have like a $2,500 donation going to the school for the kids. And then I have a mortgage company who's going to match the donation. So we have $5,000 going to the kids now, the choir, you know, probably by the time I finish, I'll get it up to about 25 grand, you know.
That's awesome. So everybody's going to go to the Naughty by Nature site as well and support and check out what they're doing. You know, Vin and I are talking right now about maybe a little collaboration to celebrate the 30th anniversary next year.
Yeah.
A little denim collab, Cult and Naughty by Nature. So stay tuned for that.
Exactly. That would be fly.
That'd be dope. I mean, listen, I fucking, again, seeing your product and listening to the music back in the day, I you know, for me, working with people that I actually like. And we had the pleasure and the opportunity to sit down that the other day and chop it up. And for me, I only want to work with people personally that I can sit down, break bread with, hang out, and just, you know, just genuine and down to earth, grounded. Everybody knows.
Exactly.
Everybody knows.
Exactly.
I don't care how many followers of this or that. If the people are just dope, I want to work. I want to.
That's the best energy, right? That's the best energy.
And listen, like I said, anybody that Luck is sending over my way, got to be good people because she's badass.
Exactly. Exactly.
Were you guys talking about doing a music touring movie, or was there something in the works I might have seen somewhere?
Well, right now we're working on our 30th anniversary, a documentary, just capping out 30 years with Flavor Unit. So that's Queen Latifah and Shaquem. We're in the mix of that right now, and then eventually it'll turn into a movie. You know what I mean? But we have an intriguing story, and you know, fortunately and unfortunately, some of the best stories out there, you know, end in drama and tragedy. So hopefully we don't have to go through that. You know, we definitely went through our drama internal issues, like everyone knows. But, you know, we have a great story, a great positive story, and everything doesn't have to be tragic. You can go through your ups and downs, but come out winning in the end. So we're definitely champions out here, you know?
You guys have, again, I think, you know, Pioneers Legacy Band. That was, you know, on the forefront back in the day, paving the way for other artists to come out now. Hindsight 2020, is there something you're like, I wish I had done this differently? Or do you think pretty much going back, it's following that same, it's probably a loaded
question.
Yeah, well,
the only regret, you know, professionally, we could have put out more albums, you know, more albums more consistently, but you know, our DJ and producer, KG, he started producing like R&B acts like Nex and Jhené and Jaheim, incredible music, you know. And then with our internal drama, we kind of slowed down. So my only real regret is that we could have put out more music. But actually, we're in the lab right now. Kay and Tretch are in there. We're coming up with some nice stuff for our 30th anniversary. And we're doing it for the love of our core fan base. It's not like we're chasing the new cats that's out here. You know, we got a lot of love out there worldwide. So we're doing it for our core people, and whomever else pick up on it, it's going to be good. Other than that, I just, on a personal tip, surely wish I had children earlier, man. But I've been running with blinders, and that's a part of my life I neglected. So people, you know, tend to shun people or make fun of people for having children when they're young. But I think that's one of the smartest things you can do. If your finances are right, it's one of the smartest things you could do is have children early.
If your finances are right, but also if you're mature enough, right? I look back, you know, my parents had me, I couldn't even imagine at 21 years old. And I right. look back, you know, I had my kids 28, 29, which is still younger, but I'm not sure I would have been mature enough at 21. Though I look at my relationship as I grew older, you know, 20, 21 years difference between the two of us, the relationship changed from mom and dad to friends, right?
Right,
being
right,
able to
right.
hang out and do things and maybe go drinking and just doing stuff differently. So definitely with them having me younger was
yeah, and look at how much time you're blessed to have with them. You know what I mean? So you can go from a child to really hanging out, you know? And if yeah. you're blessed enough and successful enough, you can literally travel the world with your parents and just live a full life. So
yep.
the earlier, the better, I say.
Yeah, for sure. That's good insight for everybody. One give, because again, you're a legend, a pearl of wisdom for these young artists that are trying to come up and make their way today. What would be your one bit of advice?
I would say no matter what you're doing, whether you want to be a musician, hey, if you want to be a coder, you want to make the next Amazon or Facebook or whatever, or have clothing line, just do it because you have a true passion for it. If you go into anything for a cash grab, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work out. So if you truly don't love what you do and it's something that you wouldn't do for free, you know, find something that you would do for free and figure out a way to get paid for it. But a lot of people, I believe, you know, especially in the music game, they drop everything and say, you know what, I'm going for the cash grab and I'm going to, you know, just make it and make this money. But once you realize, like everyone who's successful, they discover their other passions as well, or say, you know what, this is cool, but I really have a passion for this thing over here. So I would say just diversify, but be passionate about what you're doing. And stop with the cash grab nonsense, because it shows in your art, it shows in your effort. And no matter what you think, these people see right through you. They could smell you. They could smell your attitude. They could smell the funk in your walk. So you're not fooling anyone but yourself.
Chew you up, spit you out if you're trying to do it.
Or better yet, they'll ignore your ass. So you'll never make it anyway. So the people will see right through you, right through you.
All right, dude, listen, I know you're going to get ready to jump on another live interview, so I appreciate you coming in. After this week, actually the next 2 weeks, we got to sit down, because that's when I start diving into the product. So we'll get together, grab a bite, and we'll talk about the collab.
All right, cool. No problem, man. I appreciate it, Ryan.
All right, Vince. Good talking to you, man. Appreciate it. Be well.
All right, salute. Peace, later. People. Later. All right, later.
Going in and downloading, screenshot, send it to us, DM us. Don't forget, there's $1,000 shopping spree. You're going to win a chance to get that. So the people who download and screenshot more, the most artists, are going to get the best chance to get in here with us and get that $1,000 shopping spree. The code is pinned at the bottom, Sessions 30, good for 24 hours. Hit the website. Do yourself a favor, check the website today and then check it tomorrow. You're going to see stuff gone. So it's a blessing and a curse right now. Thank you all for the support with the brand and shopping and doing your thing. We appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you. It's, again, having these amazing artists to come in and talk, and we're always creating, always connecting, Cult of Individuality. Milestone, sorry, man, you weren't ready early when I tried to drag you in here twice, so we're going to have to pull you in on another session. We're going to take a little hiatus next week. I'm going on vacation. Some people might say, well, fuck, you're on vacation from March through June. Really need another vacation? It wasn't a fucking vacation. I was busting my ass, working hard. The whole team was. So, who's in here?
Keto,
what's up, dude? What's up? So, I'm going to take a vacation next week. So there will be no cult sessions 20. Tune in the following week. Flash those double X's. I appreciate everybody jumping in here in the live. Love you all. Stay tuned. We got some fire coming in. Like I said, these glasses are coming soon. Guaranteed to look badass. All the other stuff.